This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Growers of many fresh produce products have a choice to make when considering new varieties. Will the rewards be worth the risks? Produce Pay founder Pablo Borges says in his experience, often the farmers that are able to capitalize on new and interesting in-demand varieties are those who aren't afraid to try something new and innovative.
Normally, retailers have a specific set of varieties they're willing to buy, or they buy different varieties of a certain crop at different quantities. They say, these are 10 qualified varieties of which I need a million cases a week. These are smaller niche varieties of which I need 200,000 cases a week. And then we would go out there and we would do it. Now, we've been lucky enough that our farmer partners are the best farmers in the world. They keep themselves informed. So we rarely, if ever, have to educate the farmers as to which varieties are the best. Most of them tend to have enough of an exposure to the market that they will keep themselves going in the new variety.
Borges says this is where working with small or medium-sized farmers can pay off.
A medium-sized farmer that is willing to invest in the right varieties, even if they're newer and he has to spend more time like keeping himself relevant to what those varieties are, we work with them. But all the big farms today, they have to work with the new varieties. Otherwise, like they'll make themselves irrelevant.
Again, that's Produce Pay founder Pablo Borges. And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.